Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Abraham Gold. Hi, Anthony Maseches Nazir. Daf Mem Gimel, the sixth parak, Shlosha Minim. So the few tops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi quoted Rav Huna saying that although a Nazir would not receive malchus for a repetitive tumah, he would for bia, entering an oil of tumah. The Gemara asks that just as he's not chai for a second tumah, which does not increase his tumah level, why would he be chai for entering an oil while already tameh? Even if he was tahor when entering, he always becomes tummy before he enters the oel, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Rav Papa answers, Kakon Sheniknas Beshita Teva Migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting from tuma. Ubal chaver upara alav es maziva. And his friend came and removed the roof, the tuma ubiya bahadi hadadi kasyan, whereby the tuman entry occurs simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive malchus. Marba Ravashi answers, Gugun da'al kishu goses. It's a case where he entered an oel while someone there was dying, and a soul left him while the nazir was sitting there, whereby the tuman entry occurred simultaneously. Point number two, a brisa states, Hohecha lo, the phrase to profane himself teaches, Adsha Shiyamus. A kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies, because only then does he transmit tumah. Rebbe Darshan is a different pasuk. B'mosam yitma ad shiyamus. In their death, he may not contaminate himself, which teaches that a nazir is not prohibited in contact with a man until he dies. Rabbi Yochanan says there's no nafkamina between the tanaim. They merely argue about the source. Rish Lakish says, Gosas eke benayu. They argue about a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in Lehecha lo, since he can be called a chalo, a slain person, since most gozesim die. The Gemara asks from a mission which clearly states that a person is not metame until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goses. And pointing with you, Rav Chisa quoted Rav, Nikta Rosh Shal Aviv Eino Metame Lo. If a kohen's father's head was cut off, he cannot become tame for his burial. His reason is because the pasuk says La Aviv for his father, which implies Bizman Shu Shalim Velo Bizman Shu Chaser, only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. Rav Chisda agrees, however, if no one else is available, the son may bury his father despite being a kohen because of the halacha of a mace mitzvah, a corpse with no one else to bury it. The Gemara challenges Rav Chisda from a brisa, which teaches that although a kohen may not become tamei for his relative's severed limb, of a maksuhu al etzim kasaori, but he may return for a bone the size of a barley grain, although it is able to be matame, in a case where he already became tamei when burying his father. This shows that he may become tummy for his father's body, which was missing a piece of the bone. The Gemara answers that this brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds this way, but the Rabbanan disagree. A brisa is brought in the next daf, which supports this position. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rava quoted Rav Huna as saying that although a nazir would not receive malchus for a repetitive tumah, he would for bia, entering an oel of tumah. The Gemara asks that just as he's not chai for a second tumah, which does not increase his tumah level, why would he be chai for entering an oel while already tameh? Even if he was tahor when entering, he always becomes tummy before he enters the oel, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Rav Papa answers, Kakon Sheniknas Beshita Teva Migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting from tumah. Ubal chaver upara alav es maziva. And his friend came and removed the roof, the tumah ubiya bahadi hadadi kasyan, whereby the tumah entry occurs simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive malchus. Marba Ravashi answers, Gugun da'al kishu goses. It's a case where he entered an oel while someone there was dying, and a soul left him while the nazir was sitting there, whereby the tumah entry occurred simultaneously. Point number two, a brisa states, Hohecha lo, the phrase to profane himself teaches, Adsha Shiyamus. A kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies, because only then does he transmit tumah. Rebbe Darshan is a different pasuk. B'mosam yitma ad shiyamus. In their death, he may not contaminate himself, which teaches that a nazir is not prohibited in contact with a man until he dies. Rav Yochanan says there's no nafkamina between the tanaim. They merely argue about the source. Rish Lakish says, Gosas eke benayu. They argue about a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in Lehecha lo, since he can be called a chalo, a slain person, since most gozesim die. The Gemara asks from a mission which clearly states that a person is not metame until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goses. And pointing with you, Rav Chisa quoted Rav, Nikta Rosh Shal Aviv Eino Metame Lo. If a kohen's father's head was cut off, he cannot become tame for his burial. His reason is because the pasuk says La Aviv for his father, which implies Bizman Shu Shalim Velo Bizman Shu Chaser, only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. Rav Chisda agrees, however, if no one else is available, the son may bury his father despite being a Kohen because of the halacha of a mace mitzvah, a corpse with no one else to bury it. The Gemara challenges Rav Chisda from a brisa, which teaches that although a Kohen may not become tamei for his relative's severed limb, of a maksuhu al etzim kasaorai, but he may return for a bone the size of a barley grain, although it is able to be matame, in a case where he already became tame when burying his father. This shows that he may become tame for his father's body, which was missing a piece of the bone. The Gemara answers that this brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds this way, but the Rabbanan disagree. A brisa is brought in the next off, which supports this position. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Mem Gimel, and our standard Simon is a magazine. So here goes. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a ghost lying next to him, when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father, whose head was cut off. Once again, in slow motion. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines. Magazines? That must mean one Daf Mem Gimel. The Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tame, while simultaneously entering a cemetery. Which reminds the Gemara discusses how Tumah and Bia can occur simultaneously, since even if a Nazir was Tar when entering an O of a Tumah, he always becomes Tame before he enters the O, no matter how he enters, since most of his body must be inside to be deemed entering. Papa answers, Kagon Shenichnas Beshida Tevo Migdal. It's a case where he entered the cemetery in a carriage, trunk, or closet, protecting him from Tuma, and his friend came and removed the roof, whereby the Tuma and entry occur simultaneously. Rishonim add that he must have assisted in the removal of the roof to receive Malkus. Marbar Ravashi gives a different answer involving a Goseis. So, the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tameh, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a ghost lying next to him, which reminds us, two different sources are brought to teach that a Kohen is not forbidden to come in contact with a man until the moment he dies. Reish Lakish says the nafka mina between them is a ghost, a dying man. Although he cannot be classified as dead, he can be included in the pasuk l'heichalo, since he can be called a chalal, a slain person, since most ghosts seem to die. The Gemara asks for a mission which clearly states that a person is not metame until he actually dies, and answers that although tumah is not transmitted, the Kohen still profanes himself by coming in contact with the goseis. So the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming tame, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a goseis lying next to him when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father, whose head was cut off, which reminds us, Rav Chisda quoted Rav, Nikta Rosha Shal Avid Enu Matamilo. If a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he cannot become Tame for his burial. His reason is because the Pasuk says L'Aviv for his father, which implies Bizman Shu Hushalim, but what Bizman Shu Chaser? Only when the father's body is whole, but not when it is deficient. So once again, the Nazir tore open the roof to his carriage that was covered in hairy magazines, thus becoming Tame, while simultaneously entering a cemetery, because he got spooked from a ghost lying next to him when he started reading from a magazine article about the burial of a Kohen's father, whose head was cut off. All right, so now it's time to go to our 4 blah back Chazara. Daf Lamites. So the Simur Daf Lamites is a letter, and we often use a mailman. So here goes. The hairy Nazir mailman, that must mean one Daf Lamites, letter. The hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, does hair grow from the base or from the tip? The nafkamina is regarding a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend it to its root, which is a significant 7-day growth. If it grows out from the base, then the original hair he had when he accepted Naziris was cut off, and he must wait for a full 30-day growth to complete his Naziris. But if it grows from the tip, then only new hair was cut off, and the remaining original hair is of a sufficient significance to complete his Naziris. The Gemara determines it grows in the base of the root. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term. Which reminds us, a Nazir whom bandits shaved and left on him long enough hair to bend to the root, he doesn't forfeit any days of the Naziris. He doesn't require a full 30-day growth because of the cases where they shaved him after the completion of his term, but before he brought karbanas. So the hairy Nazir mailman who was captured by bandits and had his hair shaved, leaving his hair long enough to be able to bend at the root, mistakenly revealed to his captors that he wouldn't forfeit any days of his Naziris because it was already after the completion of his term, whereupon they plucked his hair and removed it all with cream. Which reminds us, it's a machlokes whether a Nazir only transgresses when he shaves with a razor or also when the hair is plucked or a cream is used. Daf Mem, so the Simur Daf Mem is a swimming pool. So here goes. The lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party pool, that must mourn Daf Mem, Mayim. The lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party blew his whistle at the Nazir, about to remove one hair and get Malkus, which reminds us, Rav Chisda said, Lilkos ba'achas, for a Nazir to get Malkus, removing even one hair is sufficient, la'akta b'shtayim, to prevent fulfillment of the shaving at the completion of Naziris. Two hairs left over are significant, least or ain't associated with Rav Rosho. To forfeit days because of an illegal shaving, he only forfeits it if most of his beard is shaved, upatara, and these all apply to removal with a razor, which is more clarifies to mean that it was completely removed, similar to a razor. Rabbi Shimon is quoted as saying that just as two hairs are sufficient to prevent the concluding shaving from being fulfilled, two hairs are also sufficient to cause a forfeiture of days. So the lifeguard at the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir Mitzvah and Levi, who recently shaved, that they can go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. Which reminds the Gemara quotes of Mishnah, Shosh Magalchim Yisiglachten Mitzvah. There are three who shave, and their shaving is a mitzvah. Nazir, Mitzor, V'Levim, a Nazir at the end of his term, a Mitzor at the end of his purification, and the Levim when they were inaugurated by Moshe Rabbeinu, Kulon Shegilchus, Shloba Ta'ar, and any of them who shaved without a razor or left over two hairs, loss of lakum, they have done nothing as far as their shaving obligation. The Gemara seeks a source that a Mitzor shaving must be done with a razor. So, the lifeguard of the formerly hairy pool party, who blew his whistle at the Nazir about to remove one hair and get Malkus, told the Nazir, Mitzor, and Levi, who recently shaved, that they could go into the pool because they did a mitzvah. As soon as the Mitzor swept up his beard hair that he shaved off with a razor. Which reminds us, because it's said about Kohanim, and the corner of their beard they shall not shave, Yachol afil Mitzorah ken. One could even think a Mitzor would be similarly forbidden to shave his beard. Talmud Lomer Zekano. Therefore it says, his beard, to teach that a Mitzor shaves even his beard, which is normally forbidden. Now if the Torah had to allow the violation of cutting the beard, which the Rabbanan hold is only with a razor, for the shaving of a Mitzor, it must be that a Mitzor's shaving likewise requires a razor. Daf Mem Alf. So the Simmer Daf Mem Alf is a grandma. So here goes. The hairy grandma, that must be more duff, memov, grandma. The hairy grandma who told her Mitzora Nazir grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda's source that a Mitzora shaves with a razor is Rosho. So the hairy grandma who told her Mitzora Nazir grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, which reminds us, according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches a Mitzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh. So the hairy grandma who told her Mitzora Nazir grandson to make sure the barber uses a nice razor to shave all the hair off Rosho, and to tell him to override the prohibition of rounding his entire head, which is generally not permitted, gave him a new pair of tzitzis ashatnas to wear. Which reminds us, the source for Ase Doche Lose Kondra Belezer is learned from Gidilim Tzitzis, as the Brisa states, well, Tilba Shatnas, you shall not wear Shatnas, and the following pasuk commands attaching Tzitzis to a garment. Ha Gidilim Taselecha, Mehem, but twisted cords you shall make for yourself from them, meaning you shall make Tzitzis of Shatnas. Daf Mem Beis. So the Simmer Daf Mem Beis is a mobster. So here goes. The Nazir mobster, that must be more on Daf Mem Beis. The Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving. Which reminds us, Rava asked what the halacha is in a case where Nazir shaved and left over two hairs, and he then shaved one, and the other one fell out. So, the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a Nazir may shampoo his hair with cleansing agents and separate his hairs, but he cannot comb them. The Gemara explains that this Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Shimon, who holds Davar Shein Miskaven Mutter, something which is unintended is permitted, meaning it's permitted to perform an act which may cause an unintended transgression. Here too, although some hair may be removed inadvertently through the shampooing act, it is permitted. Still, combing is forbidden, as Gemara explains, anyone who combs intends to remove dangling hairs. So the Nazir mobster boss threw such a fit when his second-to-last hair fell out, and he realized that he would not fulfill the mitzvah of shaving, that his hairdresser, who intended to remove some dangling hairs as he was combing the boss's hair, ran for his life, but bumped right into the hitman named Cohen, who was carrying one corpse on his shoulder while touching another corpse. Which reminds us, Rava said in the name of Huna that Tuma lo, a Nazir who came in contact with Tuma twice is not chayv a second time, since he was already Tame, and the second contact does not add to his Tuma. Rav Yosef swore that Rav Huna held that he is chayv. Abai challenged Rav Yosef from a brice which says that a Kohen who has a corpse on his shoulder and touches a second corpse is not chayv for the second Tuma. Rav Yosef responded that our Mishnah proves the opposite by saying that a Nazir can receive multiple Malkas for repeated Tumah. But there's no contradiction. Kan b'chiburin, kan shul b'chiburin. The Brice is a case of current contact with the first corpse, so the second corpse adds no Tumah, whereas the Mishnah is a case of no current contact with the corpse, so the contact with the second one increases his Tumah. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf do we learn if a Kohen's father's head was cut off, he could not become tummy for his burial? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which daf of the case of a Nazir where after shaving, leaving two hairs, one was shaved and the other fell out? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 3. Which daf when Rav Kahane used two simanim stories to remember the 5 red cases and 5 white cases of a Raviz? That's on daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 4. Which daf are 2 different sources brought to teach that Kohen is not forbidden in contact with a man until the moment he dies, and enough gamina between them is a goseis? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 5. Which daf learn from Zikano, his beard, that a Metzora shaves even his beard with a razor? That's on daf Mem. Good. Number 6. Which daf learn according to the Rabbanan, Rosho teaches a Metzora shaves in violation of a Kafas Rosh? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we have a machok is whether one can add Tumah to his Tumah, and the case where a Kohen has a corpse on his shoulder and he touches a second corpse? That's on daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we have a case where how Tumah and Bia can occur simultaneously is where a Nazir entered a cemetery in a carriage and his friend removed the roof? That's on daf Mem Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which daf we learn that the source according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Nasei's Dochel Losa say is learned from the Psukim that teach that one can make tzitzis from Shatnas? That's on daf Mem Aleph. Good. And number 10. Which daf we learn that a Nazir may shampoo his hair, but he may not comb it since the purpose is to remove dangling hairs? That's on daf Mem Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.